fine. You must intimidate the fuck out of some dudes.
I don't.
You must intimidate the fuck out of some dudes.
I only reject them for a living.
No, you're pretty. You're a stand-up comedian. You have no problem talking on the fly.
No problem speaking.
What the fuck happened on the Jason Ellis show? Did you go on the Jason Ellis show?
I went on.
What happened? I was listening. I was in my car.
Were you really?
And I was like, "What's going on?" It's like he's not talking. You were talking to that other dude.
There was just they had the two. Look, I went on. They asked me on the show. I went on, and the two he just shut down. He wouldn't talk to me. And the more I tried, I literally at one point just went like this. And he was such a dick. And it's like I've been on enough professional shows that it's like it's not like I'm a porn star.
I have a hard time seeing him do that. I like that dude a lot. I've been on his show a bunch of times. He's always been super cool.
That's what I heard.
That's so weird.
I think
maybe he's just having a hard day.
Yeah, but you get your own show. Like
that
be a
dude
professional
does.
About
he
it.
Does a lot of sparring. He does a lot of boxing. Head trauma.
Wait, was there any like preface? Was there any preface?
Sometimes you have days.
I came in and he. Yeah, but
if
look, you have your
if
own podcast.
Sparring. Sometimes you have
no.
days where
maybe
oh, no,
you
I
look
know,
like
no,
his ex-girlfriend
you, I,
who died.
Most certainly am not making an excuse for him, but I'm just putting it in perspective. I know he does a lot. He's doing a lot of boxing. There's like videos of him doing. They slug it out, man.
But if I'm having a bad day at my show, I can't just be like and then not talk.
Or it could have been that he didn't like you. It could have been that there's something that you said that made him think, "Look at this cocky bitch." I think it's funny that you're cocky, but there's some dudes that probably feel like competitive
but
with that. Maybe
you know what? I went in and I don't ever walk in trying to bust balls right off the bat, and I was super nice and
right.
I was trying to just
no,
be
you don't
sweet,
at all.
And they
yeah.
were the two sidekicks started talking, and then he was mad that they were talking to me. And my first thought was, "Fuck you guys, I'm out of here." And then I was like, "You know what? A lot of times, you think someone's being rude when they're not, or you're
right.
just feeling each other out." So I was like, "I'll just stick it out." And then he just wouldn't talk to me. So I left at the first break because it was like,
yeah, I'm so glad I remembered that because I was driving in the car. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? This is a weird.
It sounds like a lot of it was the dynamic between him and his two co-host guys. Like there was some sort of thing between them. Like they were talking to you and he was.
Or.
But they were just trying. I mean,
maybe he told them.
He
was trying to prove a point.
Pick up the slack. Maybe.
Like, okay, you guys interview the next guest. Like there's always, you know, whenever you step in any kind of ongoing show.
I want to hear the end of the
maybe he fancies you.
yeah, maybe he froze,
I'll be honest,
he froze up
so,
because
I had never heard of his show ugly. Before it. I'd never intend to think about
show.
It afterward.
It's a good
how
show.
Did you get on?
Funny
you get on?
Show.
My
you should
publicist
listen.
At the time.
Okay,
they reached,
that's,
they,
that's
no, no,
already,
they reached out.
It's a good show.
They reached out to my PR person at the time and asked. So I came on and the producer came out. He apologized. I got tweets from his fans. I didn't know the guy saying, "We're so sorry. We don't know what his problem is." And because of your show, people stood up for me. They were like, "She's actually not so bad. What's your problem?"
Yeah,
so,
she's not so bad. You're awesome. That's
the
why I mean, I wish I had talked to him before. I would have said, I would have told him you're awesome. Maybe he just didn't know.
Maybe.
You know, look, maybe
he didn't like me.
It might have been a booking. It might have been a booking that one of his sidekicks made, like trying to get you in there because he likes
could
you,
be.
And so
could
then
be.
He was resentful of that, or something.
Or maybe he fancies you.
What is that?
A man fancying you? That's like what you would say if you lived.
No, I know what that means. What's the
It just seemed like a character with a catchphrase.